welcome back to another edition to Haunted Real Connections with your host, Nicole Jasper. I hope you guys are feeling well with my pandemic and everything. And tonight, I thought I'd do a short episode about what what to expect in my next videos on YouTube. I tried to correlate the topics between my podcast and YouTube. So I thought you guys get a sneak peek on my video for tomorrow. Alright, and this is going towards the famous Cecil Hotel that's located out here in the Los Angeles area of California. And I'm only a couple hours away from there. So maybe, just maybe, I might venture over there and get through the door. We'll see. Not someone. If you guys know, someone that I can contact, where it's very important to get permission whether you go into these places or not, very important to get their permission. And if they say yes, it's good, if they say no, that's fine, but at least you have to abide by their rules, right? So, moving on, let's dive into this, shall we? I'm doing this in my room, but oh well, you guys know me. One of these days, I'm gonna get a proper studio. And by doing whatever. Okay, here we go. About Cecil Hotel, it's not only a budget hotel in downtown Los Angeles on Main Street. I won't get a full address because I haven't really talked to them yet. But hopefully in the near future, I'll get to talk to them more in depth about what's going on there. Paranormal wise. It opened on December 20th, I believe in 1924. The hotel was renamed Stay on Main as effort to distance the establishment. Oops, I hit the wrong button. Hello. Okay. It did. To distance an establishment from its dark past. And this hotel has a dark past. Man, I would still just be interested in just staying there a couple nights. You know, actually, what I can get. Any evidence I can get. Actually, rumors has it that the 19th floor, the hotel has 700 guest rooms. The hotel has a checkered, dark history with its many suicides and deaths, according that happened there over the years. And as of 2017, it was being renovated. And one thing about renovation that can definitely pick up any paranormal activity, I know from experience. And it redeveloped into a mix of hotel rooms, and they look like little apartments with the windows side by side together. That's what it looks like, a very tall tower type thing. I'll tell you, when I was remote viewing it, you'll hear what I was seeing. I can actually remote view quite well. If you guys are out there, the paranormal team, get a hold of me and Nicole Jasper, and I would be glad to remote view for your team. It's quite interesting what we might see. But anyway, back to this Hotel Cecil. It's, as of 2017, it was, like I was saying, being renovated and all that. And the hotel will be open, and I'll try not to lean on my desk. It will be open again for business in October 21st. And if you are a Ghost Adventures fan, which I haven't watched this episode already, lockdown investigation. And if you did more research, you can find the actual address and number, I believe, contact, and the history. Let's read about the reputation of violence and the suicide and murder here. Alright, I'm gonna read my glasses here. And I didn't want to bore you guys to death with the history. Let's go into the why it's all the violence and all this reputation and all. As, you know, most hotels, you know, it's like their last stopping ground for some reason. Anyway, the first documented suicide at the Cecil Hotel occurred on the evening of January 22nd, 1927, when Percy, I'll just say his first name, Percy, at 52, shot himself in the head, rumors has it, while inside his hotel room, after failing to reconcile with his wife and child. The LA Times reported that he was rushed to the receiving hospital with a slim chance of survival. Death records revealed that he died the same evening, and that reported death occurred in 1931 when a guest, W.K. Norton, who died in his room after taking poison capsules. Also, rumors has it, throughout the 1940s and 50s, more suicides at this Cecil Hotel occurred. In 2008, two longtime residents referred to the Cecil as the suicide, quote unquote, and it became a popular nickname in social media years later. And also, Room Spook, a website that tracks hotel deaths, even list at least 13 suicides, or something about that number 13, isn't there? 13 suicides that happened at the hotel. In addition to suicide, the Cecil's history includes utter violence and disturbing happenings. It also became Northwest Rendezvous spot for adulterous couples, drug activity, and common ground for sex workers. Alright, in 2015, while researching the Cecil Hotel for an article for KCET, research Hadley, other name, claimed that in 1947, Elizabeth Short, you guys might be familiar with this story, Elizabeth Short, dubbed by the media as none other than the Black Dahlia, who was rumored to have been seen drinking at the Cecil's bar in the days before her murder, an unsolved murder took place. Okay, I just had to throw that in there. However, this claim appears to be nothing more than retelling of a long, forgotten falsehood that first appeared in 1995, a column written by the LA Times, scribe Steve Harvey. Without fact checking the claim, Harvey had quoted a Ken, I'll just say his first name, I can't pronounce his last name, Ken, author of the book This is Hollywood, as saying on January 11, 1947. Just 3 days before she was murdered, the famous Black Dahlia was seen in a bar in a Cecil Hotel with a girlfriend and two sailors. And anyway, she saw her, hopefully I said it right, then in it, in fact, the hotel and the bar is in the same block, including the dugout next door were some of Elizabeth Short's favorite hangouts during the week before she was killed. Interesting. Cecil's Black Dahlia claimed, I'm probably saying that wrong, but I apologize about that, but claims, and it's easy to disprove, according to the LAPD records. Stewart was last seen alive at the Millennium Biltmore Hotel. On January 9th, and was not seen again until her body was discovered in an empty field on January 15th. There are no known records of Elizabeth Short ever being at Cecil Hotel, or is there? In 1964, I retired to a mother named Pekin, who had been a well-known and well-liked long-term resident at the hotel. She was also found dead in her room. She had been apparently raped, stabbed, and beaten, and her room ransacked. Now that's sad. Anything like that happens. Sorry, guys. And this rumor has it that Jack Weiss was, I think I said her name, Jack Weiss. Anyway, was charged with altered murder because he was seen covered in blood, the streets close to the hotel, but was later cleared as a suspect. Her murder remains unsolved to this day. Alright, moving on. Perhaps most famously in the 1980s, the hotel may have been the residence of serial killer Richard Ramis, nicknamed the Night Stalker. Sounds like a whole book title, Night Stalker. I'm sorry, I'm a writer. But Ramis was a regular presence on the Skid Row area of LA, and according to a hotel clerk who claimed to have spoken to him, Ramis is rumored to have stayed at the Cecil for a few weeks. Ramis may have engaged in part of his healing spree while staying there. Can you imagine that? Might be next door to a serial killer and don't know it. Another serial killer, Austrian Jack Unterweger. I know I butchered that, sorry. Stayed at the Cecil in 1991. Ooh, that's a year I graduated high school. Okay. Possibly because he sought to copy Ramirez Prize. Copycat Healer is another title. But anyway, while staying there, he supposedly strangled and killed at least three. I have six number in my name. At least three sex workers for which he was convicted in Austria. Interesting. On August 30th, 1985, after a group of LA residents spotted him in the streets and prevented him from escaping until the police arrived to arrest him. In 1989, Ramirez was convicted of 13 murders and sentenced to death by the gas chamber, though he was ultimately succumbed to cancer in 2013 while still awaiting his fate on death row. In 2013, the Cecil by then rebranded as Stay on Main, although still maintaining the original hotel Cecil signs and painting advertisements on its exterior, became the focus of became the focus of renewed attention when surveillance footage of a young Canadian student, Eli Salana. Here's a story you want to remember. Elias. Who was behaving erratically in the hotel's elevator. Went viral. Darn, I keep leaning on my desk here, sorry. The video depicts Lam repeatedly pressing the elevator button, playing the elevator game, walking in and out the elevator, possibly attempting to hide from someone, or was he playing the elevator game? I think this could be both. It was recorded shortly before her disappearance, and her naked body was supposedly discovered in the water supply cistern on the hotel room. Instantly, that's interestingly, alright, if I say that word, that's what I saw when I first remote viewed this hotel just a while ago. Okay, I'll just share what happened. I'm almost running out of time. I'll try to finish here. When I was remote viewing, I'm sure y'all know what remote viewing is. Seeing someone disappear off. I was seeing the outside of the exterior of the hotel, of its many windows and a towering, huge hotel. It's huge. And it was all upright. I feel like I was riding up, like, and out on the elevator, like she was showing me where she was, and then I just saw like the top, the very top of the roof of the hotel where that water cistern was, and then it just went black, like how she passed. That is really sad. I got a lot of emotion, sadness, with this, and I'm gonna keep trying my best to remote view more. I think there's more than meets the eye, I want to say, to this case, because I want to try to help. If there's anything that I can help with, you guys can contact me, Cecil Hotel, you guys can, please, I'm willing to work with you guys. I'll share whatever evidence I get. Okay, so I have help with the missing cases. So, done this a long time. So I would love to work with you guys. So just feel free to contact me. Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, my email. I changed my email. NicoleJasper884@yahoo.com. And of course, I'll provide a link below and everything. So I'll finish this, and I'll finish the rest of this paragraph here, and then we'll have to end it here. And then, so that was all that I've seen so far in my first attempt. Remote view, the hotel season, I was quite nervous, so that's basically what I was seeing. So, alright, so the rest of this thing that how she got into the cistern still remains a mystery. Maybe that's what she was trying to show me, guys. I don't know. His energy just went black. But anyway, the floor that Lam stayed on was one of the floors that did not have security footage, which left uncertainty as to whether or not her death was a homicide, or until Lam's sister had revealed to the detective that Lam had a history of not taking her medication among her possessions left at the hotel were several prescription medications, seemingly untouched. So Lam had previously been diagnosed with an extreme form of bipolar disorder. So the police ruled that her erotic behavior on the elevator was caused by hallucination, of course, and she stepped into the tank herself, believing she was in danger. So the LA County coroner ruled her death accidental due to the again running as little running. When my power is over, me is significantly faster. And I seem to have a big role in that too as well. So I hope you guys enjoyed this part one episode. I'm gonna try to give more depth and detail with find more info and everything about this incredible Cecil Hotel that was featured on the Ghost Adventures as well recently. And I highly recommend you guys watch it. Quite disturbing as well. It's really disturbing when you're trying to remote view it as well. So anyways, I hope you guys have a great night. Stay safe out there. And as always, stay spooky. Disney show up.